Proclamation number 3712, dated the March 13th, 1946. Prudence and gentleness. Be prudent and gentle, and you will be very successful if you want to work for me and my kingdom. And if you want to give my word to people, you have to pass it on just as I have given it to you. You have to offer it with love. Love, however, is always the same. It expresses itself in gentleness and patience, in willingness to bestow happiness, in selfless giving. Thus, anyone who offers my word has to feel the inner aspiration to make other people happy and do so with a joyful heart, and if he urges the other person, it has to be in a most gentle manner. He must want to bestow happiness with an innermost sincerity. If he then is eager, his eagerness is commendable, but not if he meets with resistance and prevails and then uses harsh words which are not helpful to my cause. He always has to consider himself my representative and thus always display a loving nature too, and if fervor takes hold of him, it has to be a righteous one which does not apply to other people but to falsehood and error, which he fights against and thus seeks to eliminate. The results of satanic work should and can be the objects of utter disgust and contempt and also need to be denounced accordingly. But the gospel from the heavens has to be given to people with gentleness and love or it will be ineffective. And thus you have to carry out your work with utmost prudence even when other people's spiritual state disgusts you, when their resistance tests your patience considerably. For what you proclaim is taught by love, hence love also has to express itself, and the bearer's loving nature has to be seen. Even so, you should speak on behalf of me and my teaching with all firmness or the task I require you to do would not be work. You have to work diligently everywhere and with every human being. You have to encourage them to act kindly and portray this as the only true service to God which is pleasing to me and results in blessings and grace from above. My word only teaches love, and when you encourage other people accordingly you are already spreading my word. Whether the human being's faithfulness to the offered word results in a contact with me entirely depends on his will. But a teaching given with gentleness is not without effect. It is more likely to impress than overzealous upholding of spiritual values which is not yet comprehensible to the other person because he has no love. Gentleness and prudence are important factors when spreading my teaching of love. However, if another person's arrogant spirit confronts you, then you know that my adversary's spirit speaks through him, which certainly calls for stronger words, but in that case I myself will put the words into your mouth, providing you quietly call upon me for help to deal with people who carry this spirit in themselves. Because they have to be treated quite differently, they need to be disturbed from their arrogant contentment and guided into another way of thinking. And gentle speech will be of no use to them. But you will clearly know in your heart if when there is still a possibility to change such people, and if you work for me and my kingdom in association with me, you will also be enlightened by my spirit, who will put the words into your mouth, enabling you to speak without hesitation as prompted by your heart. Prudence and gentleness and sincere prayer to me will definitely lead to success, because then I will bless your work for my kingdom on this earth and in eternity. Amen.